thank you for being here and checking in, and thank everybody on our call for being here. And this is our call where we ask questions on your behalf, and even my behalf.
Muted.
So, let me see here if we have any last-minute questions. You know, probably some of you are noticing there's something about our calls that they kind of blend into one. And it doesn't matter what call you're on. There's an energy. And even when we share astounding information, which we do, we're accessing information that has never been in this realm. We have gotten used to it to some extent, and that's good. It's like we come just to share the energy and the camaraderie more than anything else. Jerry, are you on the line? Why is it I don't hear you?
Vin, keep space for your mic.
I don't hear you. Something's wrong. Earth to Terry.
Yes, Terry, I hear you, but Vin just dropped out as well.
Oh, no.
So hang tight.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank everyone for being here. And especially tonight, right after this call, if you're listening through BBS Radio, BBS is also going to live broadcast the follow-up call every day at 7 p.m. Pacific. We do our whole planet healing call. So right after this call, stay on BBS, where we invoke a group intention to make this world a better place on all levels, in all ways. And also for personal growth and, connect with the energies. I welcome everyone if you participate with that. And we wait for a win to reopen the front door and shows up.
It was very hot here in Sedona today.
And Chico as well. Yes, it has really started this week. Yeah.
Yeah. What, Ben? I don't hear you either.
He dropped out. He's not. He needs to go recall in.
You dropped out, Ben. You dropped out.
All right. So we are getting our acts together. Bear with us. I believe that Abby just joined in. All the phone lines are muted. I open up the phone lines until Wynn comes back in.
Hi, Abby.
Welcome, Abby.
Unmuted.
I welcome everyone, and it's great to be here with this group on the phone call. All right,
Wynn
is back. Awesome.
See, I was giving a long lecture.
Muted.
When Terry's screwing up on her phone, and I dropped out, right?
We can hear it.
we could feel the lecture, Wynn.
Karma. Karma.
Well, maybe someday we'll all just be psychic, and then we can bypass BBS and phone lines. Someday we may have to be. Okay. So let's get started. And if you're listening and you never submitted a question, particularly if you're on BBS, pick a question. And I used to be much really tougher on questions and reject a lot of them. But I've learned that no matter what somebody asks, they're very masterful at giving helpful, they're usually masterful, maybe always, at giving helpful answers. So we start off by invoking what I call a group energy. And it's a little verbal invocation. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line and each person listening on BBS. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected energy that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we do. But I hear the echo of myself because you're in the same room. Would it be possible for you to go into the other room? Because when you talk and ask a question, I can hear it twice. Okay.
I know when I'm not wanted. Here I go.
When I channel, I need to have absolute, total quiet. Otherwise, I get distracted and I come out of the trance. So, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We come straight to each and every person who is listening. We do not come through the telephone line or the computer. That is where the voice comes from. And this is a unique chance to connect with the people in the third density who are lucky enough to find this call. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it as it is not meant for you at this time. Do you have questions?
Yes, I do. I haven't left the room yet. So I'll ask one question, and then I will gently leave the room, but I'll be listening, okay? So, I want to ask, some questions that I put together concerning some of the history of our planet. And the first question is, were the Anunnaki involved in Atlantis or Lemuria? Or was there another group soul and another ET group that was connected with those time periods?
The Lemurians came from a different planet and they evolved in the island of Lemuria. The Atlantis people were not connected with the Lemurian people. They give us a moment. there's a lot of noise here.
Sorry. I will mute.
Give us some minutes. There were several civilizations on Earth. Millions of years ago, there were a group of people that had spread all over the world, and they had a world government, and they had peace, prosperity, and they had entertainment, very good entertainment, and they, Earth is on the outskirts of the solar system, on the outskirts, and the solar system is on the outskirts of the give us a moment. We start that over. The Earth is, and the solar system are on the outskirts of the galaxy. And it developed a beautiful civilization. There were things that had to be done. For instance, the building of the pyramids across the Earth so that the Earth would stabilize, because it tended sometimes to change its polarity, its north and south pole. It tended to change, rotate out of control sometimes within its own orbit as it adjusted itself.
When that happened, did it cause a destruction of the people on the Earth, or were they able to go with it?
No, it caused great destruction. So, the galactic government sent a crew to stabilize the Earth, that built a series of pyramids to counterbalance it so that it was more stable. So when you find pyramids across the Earth, treat them with respect, because to dismantle them can destabilize some of the work that was done back then to create a stable Earth. There was a great destruction. You know about Maldek, which was another planet in the solar system. Earth also suffered great damage, as did Mars. And for years after, there were not civilization. Civilization disappeared. When in the middle of all of that, it happened, great criminals from the galaxy were brought to Earth to isolate them so that they could not do damage. So Earth got the reputation of being a criminal planet. The Anunnaki are a later group of people. 450,000 years ago, they were exploring the possibility of coming to Earth because there were great minerals, for instance, gold on Earth that they needed. So they took residence here. However, those people became, some of them became upset with the degradation of some of the Earth people, and therefore they let the Great Flood happen, and they could have done things like warning people or done things even to stop it or to save some of the people. There were some saved, but they had some consternation towards the degradation of some of the people that lived on Earth. And so there was a great destruction of the populations on Earth. Before that, they had built up civilizations, for instance, Atlantis. However, the Atlanteans made misuse of their crystal technologies. The universe is built of vibrations, and so if one would use crystals, one could get resonant vibrations going that would begin to undermine the stability of even islands. So there was a movement to Egypt, about much of what you know at this time.
At what point was the Ra group involved with the Earth?
The Ra group was involved in Atlantis with Evo. Okay, somebody's knocking on the door. Paul, thank you, Paul. Paul brought me dinner. Okay, let's see. The Ra group became involved in the time of Atlantis, as there was knowledge of the Law of One back in the times of Atlantis. Even before Atlantis, he worked on contacting or being in touch with the people of Earth, and the people of Maldek. The Ra group has a long history of helping.
Were they connected with Maldek as well?
Yes. They attempted to help the people that were struck down in the destruction of Maldek.
Mm-hmm. Now, Edgar Cayce, when he talked about Atlantis, talked about two groups there, the children of the Law of One and the sons of Belial. Were the children of the Law of One connected to the Ra group?
Yes.
And the sons of Belial were probably connected to reptilians or Orions.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, in terms of timeline, the Great Flood was talked about in the Bible, and it was how many thousands of years ago?
Approximately. It was probably around 12,500 years ago, roughly.
It was the time of Rata in Egypt.
It was before the time of Rata.
Before.
Yes.
But the Atlanteans who were caught in that were as I understand in the Edgar Casey readings, were coming to Egypt for a refuge. Isn't that true?
Yes. They were.
Was that basically the Atlanteans that were under the Children of the Law of One, and perhaps they were given information by the Ra group?
Give this one. It wasn't. There were scientists that could pick up what was going to happen based upon their analysis of the movement of the planets. They had better knowledge of things such as that than they did later. Much knowledge was lost in the destruction of Atlantis.
So Atlantis had kind of a Dutch sense kind of person who was making predictions that people trusted.
Yes. Yes.
Something like that. Okay.
Yes, it was a group of people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let me ask some of those are my questions. Let me ask some of the questions that people have put forth tonight, okay? Valerie in Livermore asks about the Akashic records. It feels like the time has come where some of us can learn to access them. I wish to do so to help heal others. So my question is, do you have any insight on how I could access them? I trust your answers, and I appreciate you all so much for the loving way you help others understand. Thank you. Valerie from Livermore.
Thank you. We look. Give us a moment here. We are losing the tuning here for a minute. Can you repeat the heart of the question?
Valerie would like to know if there's a way that she could learn to read the Akashic records.
Yes.
In order to help heal others.
The Akashic records, everything records. The Akashic records are some accumulation of all of the knowledge, all of the memories that are, we look for the words, that are focused on entities and flows, the fabric of the universe memorizes everything. When one thing comes in contact with another thing or another entity or being, then that other being remembers. And there are a network of beings that hold knowledge as remembered facts. So to access it would be to open yourself to the sensitivity of different frequencies than you are normally accessing. Higher frequencies, lower frequencies. Dogs can hear higher frequencies. For instance, a dog whistle will alert a dog, but may not be heard by a human. But when you are able to access more frequencies, that is where the molecules that are vibrating are holding the information. Information is being held in the fabric of everything, in the particles, in the molecules. If one begins to lose their memory, then they can train other areas of their body to pick up the information from outside and then to recall it at will by focusing upon that area of the body. So memory can be accessed from anything if one is alert to the frequencies. And not only the frequency, the information that is kept in the molecules, in the matter, in the surroundings, in the environment of all.
Thank you. There are people that say they can read the Akashic Records. What is it about those people that allows them to do that, where most of us can't?
Perhaps they have been to heaven between lives. There is a book of records in the heaven sphere that it's not like a book where you turn pages, but you can go in like a Star Trek screen and sit and you can access answers to questions that you may ask. That is compiled and focused there, much like a book is compiled and you can focus on a book and read a book and get the knowledge from the book. The other thing is each molecule, each intelligence has its own Akashic record of the things that happen to it and the things that it were in its purview that it realized that it watched, that it experienced. So an individual that can read the Akashic Records or say a psychic that can see what happened to the person's life is very good at distilling energy and information from the energies that it focuses on.
Thank you. Next question. This is from, let me think, Don Herman. And I probably want to add something to his question. So, in Terry's Sunday channeling, I believe she said that the Christ consciousness relates to the chakra system. What is that relationship? And here's what I want to add. In the book Voyagers 2, in my early researching on the Ra group, I found about 5 pages in that book And they didn't call them the Ra group. They called them the Ra something. I can't even remember now. But they were talking about how the Ra group was responsible for releasing the Templar seals of someone who was trying to break through the frequency fence of this realm. And, of course, the Bible talks about the seven seals, which relates to the seven chakras. And apparently, as I was understanding it, the energy of each chakra has the potential to radiate through the frequency fence, or the veil. And it's contained inside this realm as a normal thing. And it was indicated that to prevent negative beings from getting into the higher realms. And perhaps there's a connection between that idea and what Donna's asking about the Christ consciousness, which is, as we have come to understand it, is something which the Ra group holds together, and the chakra system, which allows someone to reach beyond the veil. So am I on a positive track here?
This is a very broad subject. So the individual has seven main chakras. They have many more chakras, for instance. Chakras underneath the armpit, chakras in the palms of the hand, in the soles of the feet. But the main ones are spinning centers of energy that have a connection to the various aspects of the running of the body. For instance, if you take the throat chakra, it is blue in color and spinning at frequency with a certain tone of a certain note. And this stabilizes the person, and he utilizes this. We include chi in when we say he. He utilizes this in projecting sound, taking in information, in communicating. And when this chakra is spinning correctly, it has a very good projection of sound. And this does anchor the individual into the different chakra systems, anchors the individual into the place on Earth where he is, and keeps his anchors in balance so that he can maintain proper perimeters around him when he walks. And it helps to stabilize the individual within his life. However, it tends to stabilize it in the earth plane, and so he is not as likely to levitate and to go outside his body and flying around and the unlimited exploration outside his body. So when the seals are eliminated between the chakras, then the individual tends to become spherical in his aura and tends to be able to hold commitments better and to move in and out of his place that he normally is more easily and can escape the Earth's gravitational field more easily when he has this ability to be spherical in his energy spinning. How does this relate to the Christ consciousness? When one has the seals broken on their chakras, then the chakras tend to be more in harmony. All of the aspects are more in harmony and they spin more together. And it is not so controlled, say, if he's a man, he may be controlled by sexual urge. And when the chakras are unsealed, then he may not have that very heavy focus for satisfying of that particular body function, and may be able to have more universal love in and out. That is a little bit of this.
So, still, hang on a second. The specific question is, does the Ra group play a conscious role in choosing to release the seals?
The seven seals.
So that a person can access the Christ consciousness.
The Ra group has, it is not their main function, but an individual has to be more advanced for this to be able to take hold, to be able to have the seals undone. If they are in the pattern of a normal human, they usually do not have the knowledge or the ability to operate after they're unsealed as well, and so they may be not as easy to provide that for.
So if you had to answer my question yes or no, would it be a yes or a no?
They have the ability to unseal the chakras, however, it isn't their main function.
Okay. I mean, can a person unseal the chakras without their help?
Yes, that would be possible. Yes.
What is more ordinary? What's more normal?
More normal is that they would need help because they're so used to operating with the seals in place.
Yeah.
They feel disoriented and up in the air, that starts to unseal.
Mm-hmm. I know what they call them in that book. They call them the Ra Confederation. Okay? Okay, we got one more quick question. Dharmananda, I keep avoiding your question. I want to ask Janine's question because she doesn't usually ask one. And I probably, if you ask it next week, I will ask it. That's a heavy question, so I don't want to just tag it in at the end. Janine in Salt Lake would like to ask if you could help me understand more about my expansiveness and big beingness. Sometimes I get it, and other times I'm all mixed up, and my brain can't put it into words to myself. I ask for more grace, more wisdom, more discernment, and more understanding of what I can I do to get a stronger connection.
Thank you. So when you can accept the expansiveness, then you can begin to deal with it. If you are not thinking of the you're thinking in a smaller terms, then it can be disorienting to experience the expansiveness. And when you become disoriented, it's very confusing. And it is part of losing what is anchoring you in an area, a 3D area. And then you go past your anchors, and you're still trying to keep your anchors in place, but you go past your anchors and it becomes confusing. So it is getting used to the process of becoming more expansive and resetting your anchor points so that you can have a bigger anchor point that will still guide you in, which will not be confusing.
Thank you. And I have a feeling, hello, I'm not sure if I disconnected myself there. Testing 1-2? Hello. Okay, I'm on. I have a feeling that you need to ask another question, Janine, to hone that down. So feel free to do it. Other people do. And, you know, these are hard things to grasp intuitively until...
It is particularly hard to grasp until you can sense it, feel it, experience it, and then you get the sense of it.
Yes. So we're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing, and I think BBS is going to follow us. So if you're listening on BBS, just stay on the line, and we'll see you in a minute. And thank you all for being here, and thanks all of you.
Unmuted.
Thank you.
The only question I didn't ask was Dharmananda. And Dharmananda, I'll ask that one earlier next week. Okay, so that we have time to deal with it, because it's kind of an intense question, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, so, all right, thank you.
All right,
and...
Healing, would you like to say your name and location?
You're back again on BBS Radio.
All right. This is a treat. Thank you.
Hi, John Los Molinos.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Barb in Ohio.
Barb, welcome to you. Don, Jeannie, welcome to you. Jeannie
in
Citrus Heights.
In Ohio.
Yes, hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Barb.
Hi, Don.
BBS, ready anytime you are.
Hello,
this
is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Oh, hi. Hi, everybody.
I did not hear...
Cecil Serpent here.
Cecil. Hello, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
And Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Juan, New York City.
Hi, Juan.
Juan. Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
Hello, hi, Janine. Everybody.
Good question, Don. Janine, I think you asked a question. Terry, beautiful. And
thank
I'm not
you.
Sure, I didn't hear a countdown, but welcome BBS listeners. If you are listening with us, welcome to Whole Planet Healing. We're here every night at this time, 10 o'clock Eastern and 7 o'clock on the West Side. And we're glad you're all with us. Hi, welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Antonio in California.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Whole Planet.
Welcome to Whole Planet.
Your name and location.
Hi, it's Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hi, Debbie.
Delphin.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Roger in Austin.
Hiya, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, Prudy, I noticed the chakras have been coming up in the channelings recently, so there must be something about going on there we're supposed to know about.
That could
be, yeah. Excellent question.
Get the bottom of it.
Yep.
Welcome to Hope Healing. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to.
Only if you want to.
Let's start a song. Maybe it'll be a hit.
Yeah. But we have to tune ourselves up for happy birthday. We have a couple of Tauruses due this month. A lot of Tauruses, actually.
Somebody today.
I don't think... Is someone's birthday today?
Mine is on the 17th of May.
17th of May, it's Taurus. Jeannie, when's your birthday?
Janine. I'm Scorpio. 27th of October.
Okay, you're on
I hope it's nobody's birthday today because I don't want to subject BBS to our... Singing.
Right.
Traumatized.
Barb, I'm a Gemini.
Yeah, they might never come back.
Geminis are fun.
Yeah, I'm a Gemini, too.
Yeah, sometimes we are.
Don, I think you're a Gemini. Gemini or Scorpio, one of the two.
October 29th.
Scorpio.
Did you hear me, Prudy?
No, I didn't.
Speak up. The 29th.
29th, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the 26th.
I know, we're twins.
We are twins, 26, 29. I know Jim McCarty's right in here somewhere. I think it could be today, actually. Jim McCarty's not with us right now. But he's in there, and somebody else, too.
My granddaughter is going to be 5 on the 27th.
Oh, that counts. Hi, welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Dr. Art. Howdy. A lot of Scorpio energy on the call. What are the main attributes of a Scorpio?
Orneriness. We got to know about life and death and everything in between.
Nosy.
Yeah,
nosy.
That's good. Deep thinkers.
Yeah. Quiet.
Yeah. Like they can be rooting, you know, if they were an animal.
They always say, because Scorpio is a water
sign. Wouldn't it be a scorpion?
It's also a fixed sign. And, the motto for it is still waters run deep.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. That's good.
Pretty, you said or, like, if you said if they were an animal, they would be a cat. But wouldn't they be a scorpion?
Yeah, that's right. Or a cat or a scorpion. Or an eagle. That's another scorpion.
Yeah, we're supposed to be transformative.
Cat. Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, everybody. It's Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome to the call.
I'm the Phoenix.
Geminis would be like puppy dogs.
Uh-oh.
Trouble. Fun trouble.
Trouble with a capital T.
Scorpio.
What's the name of your Venus and Moon are conjunct in Scorpio?
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Complicated for me.
With Pisces.
Tell
rising.
Us the answer. Say that again.
With a Pisces rising.
Wynn would probably know.
Yeah, Wynn would know.
The price is rising?
Yeah. I'm a sage.
I'm a phoenix.
A horse's ass.
Which is phoenix? Which sign is phoenix?
I guess we're waiting for Wynn here. Hi, welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to.
We'll be being here.
I'm here.
We welcome you. Thank you for joining us. Hello, Wynn. Hi.
Hi, Wynn.
Are we on BBS? Did they put us on?
I did not hear the countdown, but he did come in to say hello, so I'm assuming so.
Well, I usually start at 10 after. If I'm just being quiet, and I don't start talking now, because then I start talking now, and then I go to 20 after. Have you guys noticed?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. But don't engage me.
Okay. We won't engage when. Anybody have a joke? A good joke. Okay.
Debbie,
welcome our BBS caller, our BBS listeners, rather. Thank you for joining us for Whole Planet Healing. We're here every night at this time. Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. Thank you for joining us.
It'll take us a couple minutes.
Do it.
Okay. This occurred in Russia, and one of the guys in agriculture was supposed to give a report to government about the status of the potato crop. And so he said, the potato crop this year was amazing. There are all kinds of potatoes. They're well formed. There are so many potatoes. They're a mountain of potatoes. They reach up to the sky. They reach up to God. And the Russian administrator said there is no God. And the agriculture reporter says there are no potatoes.
Good, Terry. We had a couple callers join us. Hi, welcome to Whole Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, pretty. It's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Hey, positive greetings from Sedona, Earthlings.
Back at you, Raiden. Welcome.
Hi, Raiden.
Raiden.
Hey, Raiden.
Planet Healing, would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Brenda from D.C.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello,
Hi.
Brenda.
Hi. Okay, I am ready. Ready as
I'll
ever be.
I'll get
okay.
the things.
All right. And mute everybody and start the recording.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
Okay, this is Winfrey in Sedona. And this is Whole Planet Healing. And we start Whole Planet Healing with a reading from certain celestial sources that we trust, that have
April
a lot of...
April 24th.
Did I say April 24th?
Not yet.
Oh, it's April 24th, 2019. And we have a wide, wide spectrum of things that we have garnered information on, from how the universe was created to how to graduate this realm. And in the raw material, which is our kind of brother source of information channeled by Carla Rucker, there was a section where they talked about Orion Crusaders, the Orions, who have as their goal conquering other planets. And right now, we're involved in a situation where the Orions are trying to take us over. If you didn't realize that when I was reading that, I'll just be clear about that. And they explained in what I read yesterday, the Orions work by connecting with the elite and then use the elite to enslave everyone else. So the implication is that what's behind all of this New World Order stuff and all of the crazy events that are happening in the world are an ET group that has an agenda. And I'll read the last question I read yesterday. The raw material is a question and answer session. And it's something that I studied quite a bit when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. It's something that David Wilcock kept endorsing. The lady who channeled the raw material, Carla Ruckert, was my co-host for 5 years. And she said, she made the comment one time that she never met anyone who understood the raw material as well as I did. So it's very deep. And it usually has various layers of meaning to it. And so I'll continue the last question from yesterday and continue. Then we have crusaders from Orion coming to this planet for mind control purposes. How do they do this? Well, as all, they follow the law of one, observing free will. Contact is made with those who call. Now, when they say those who call, they're probably referring to people who would call call on dark sources. Those then upon the planetary sphere act much as you do to disseminate the attitude and philosophy of their particular understanding of the law of one, which is service self. These become the elite. Through these, the attempt begins to create a condition whereby the remainder of the planetary entities are enslaved by their own free will. Okay, very important concepts there. And it's important because it's what's happening on our planet right now. Question. What about the fourth density experience of Ra? Would that also lie beyond the law of confusion? Now, we're in the third density, and the fourth density is the next density up. And what's been explained in the Ra material is that there's an opportunity right now, the end of a cycle, where people can graduate into the fourth density or even higher to continue their evolutionary track. So, I am Rob. This is correct. Let us express a thought. Ra is not elite. To speak of our specific experiences to a group which honors us is to guide to the point of a specific advising. Our work was that of your people, of experiencing the catalyst of joys and sorrow. Our circumstances were somewhat more harmonious. Let it be said that any entity or group that may create the most splendid harmony in any outer atmosphere. Ra's experiences are no more than your own. Yours is to dance at this space-time in third density harvest. Question, could you give us an example of negative polarization sharing love of self? It would seem to me that that would deplete negative polarization. Could you expand on that concept? Well, we may not use examples of known beings due to the infringement this would cause. Thus, we must be general. The negatively oriented being will be one who feels that it has found power. It gives meaning to its existence, precisely as the positive polarization feels. A negative entity will strive to offer these understandings to other selves, most usually by the process of forming the elite, the disciples, and teaching the need and rightness of the enslavement of other selves for their own good. These other selves are conceived to be dependent upon the self and in need of the guidance and wisdom of the self. And I think I'll leave that at that. I don't know if you guys get that, but these situations where there's an elite and disciple and somebody surrenders to someone to follow them, and I think that's one of the things we don't do on this call. We are bringing this through, and Terry and I are not perfect masters. We don't pretend to be. We never will be. I don't know if there is such a thing, even though it's something that people say. Ascended, you know, there's terminologies that I tend to mistrust. Whenever something identifies itself by a name that's exalted, I mistrust it. It doesn't mean it's not valid, but if there is a temptation to give up your power to that source, then it has service to self attached to it. Service to others means we come together and we share energy and we create a group energy with our sources. And our group energy helps us to expand. And there's vibrations on these calls, which many people can feel. And there are moments when we know we got it. We feel that energy. We feel tinglings in our body. We feel goosebumps. And you know you're expanded. And it's hard to explain that to someone who never had that experience, because it's not in our normal vocabulary, and most people never experience it. So it doesn't mean you should go on an ego trip and say, I've been expanded. I'm talking to the Ra group. I'm talking to the Elohim. You know, it's a co-creation with them and us. It's not a... I mean, I know I had the wrong idea years ago trying to figure this out. Like, there's the idea that if you're talking to them, you're going to be some kind of elite, and you're going to bring a message to the masses. And it's very challenging, and I think we've succeeded in this. We've succeeded in bringing this teaching forward without creating an elite hierarchy or a secret initiation or financial gain. And on that note, we're going to do our healing meditation. We are going to be co-creators with the Ra group and the Elohim group and all that is. Are they going to be co-creators with us? And we're going to go through some intentions for planetary healing and balance and bringing energies all around different situations on planet Earth, always with the proviso for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. So we'll just start with a few moments of silence to get tuned in to the energy. We could say we have a sacred moment of communion where we have expanded our energies beyond the veil to have a blending and intermingling of energies that comes down through the veil that we can experience a shift. And if you think how it feels when you're by yourself, this is a different feeling. You don't feel like you're by yourself, even though to all practical purposes, you're all sitting by yourself in your own little environments. We've made a connection that transcends the telephone line and the physical realm. And now we have a group energy. Now we can speculate that our sources, who we talk to all the time, are participating in our group energy, adding their energy to it. That's what makes it particularly powerful, because they are big and there's lots of them. And it's part of how the idea of prayer got started, except prayer creates a sense of exaltation of that which is on the other side. And our sources don't require exaltation. They would say, and they have said, they're like our higher level friends, and they want to support us. And they are aware of the suffering that goes on this planet. And they would like to help alleviate it. And coming together in a group energy brings energy to the planet. And by intentionally moving the energy, it's even better. So we just see our energy surrounding planet Earth and moving closer into the Earth, moving through the collective consciousness of mankind, of humankind, which is the sum total of all the souls at one moment, positive and negative. Then we move and sweep the surface of our planet. We move through the children who are open to energies, the wanderers and starseeds who have come from other dimensions to lift the vibration here but mostly have forgotten it, the dolphins and whales, and anyone who has been reaching to expand themselves that has serviced others for the highest good of all concerned. And then we go through the surface of the earth into the energy field of the entire planet, Earth. And as we have learned, the earth is alive, the earth has feelings, and we are going to send love and balance to the earth, who has endured for maybe millions of years the travesties of the humans on her surface. She feels hate, she feels hurt, she feels bombs going off, particularly atom bombs going off. And right now, let us commune with the earth. You can actually take our group energy and send it through your body and into the ground underneath you. And you might feel a radiation coming back as the earth extends gratitude. And we're now going to go through some of the volcano and the earthquake zones, the most active one being the Ring of Fire, the land masses surrounding the Pacific Ocean. We start out going along the coastlines, 50 miles each way, with a laser beam of light coming from our group soul energy, starting in New Zealand, up the coast to Australia, through the Indian Ocean and Philippines and Indonesia and New Guinea, into China and all the little coastal countries there, including Singapore and Hong Kong, and up the coast of China to North Korea, and over to South Korea. North and South Korea are like little peninsula that extends from China, and then there's a body of water, not a large one, and the Japan is on the other side of that body in water. And as we do this, we just ask this ray of light, this laser beam of light, penetrates through to the tectonic plates and helps balance potential earthquakes in any of these areas, and also releases the stress that causes volcanoes. And so we continue up China to Russia, up the coast of Russia, which is actually the Siberian side of Russia, to Alaska, to the southern coast of Alaska, across the western coast of Canada, all the way down to Vancouver, through Vancouver into Washington, Oregon, and California. And there's some mountains on the way there in the United States. One is Mount Rainier, Mount Shasta, Mount Tamalpais, Yellowstone, which is a little bit inland, which is a...
I think we lost Wynn. He dropped out, and we'll give him a minute to call back.
He got dropped. He'll be right back. He's going to call back. Hello?
Yes, I hear you. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
He should be back.
Okay.
Yeah.
when we'll be back in a minute. We lost his connection, and he'll be calling back momentarily. We'll give an extra long healing to the western part of the United States.
Okay, I have Terry's phone now. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, so we're going to, we went through California, we go through Mexico, West Coast, Central America, West Coast, and South America, West Coast. We zoom out and we see the entire ring of fire in one fell swoop. And we move to the
New Madrid.
The New Madrid fault line in St. Louis. I'm trying to get on my phone at the same time I'm doing this, but I think I'll just do it on this phone. My phone is screwing up. They're getting back at me for making fun of Terry. So, the center in St. Louis and the surrounding states, and we see a column of light coming down on that area, hundreds of miles wide. And balancing earthquakes and volcanoes for the highest good of all concerned. And then we go to the Mid-Atlantic fault line, going from Iceland to South America, thousands of miles long, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and we go through the water, through the ground, and again, holding for all the earthquake and volcano potentials anywhere along that line. And then we go anywhere else on our planet. We go to all the mountains that have had volcanoes in previous epochs, including Mount Etna, Mount Vesuvius, Mount Keeley, Mount Hood, and the volcano that I believe is still happening in Hawaii. We go to the volcano in Mexico City, or near Mexico City, which has been blowing smoke for the past couple of weeks. We go to Greece and Italy, where there are potential earthquakes, and Iraq, where there are potential earthquakes. And we move on to rain in areas of drought. There's a lot of areas on our planet which are experiencing drought. And we ask our sources to help locate them and bring rain. But we include the Central Valley in California. We include Lake Mead between Arizona and Nevada. It supplies the reservoir that supplies the water for a majority of Southern California, as well as electricity. And we go to Africa, cities in Africa that are experiencing drought, South Africa and Cape Town. We ask for this for the highest good of all concerned, that there be rain. And that's over the months that we've been asking for this. There has been some very unusual rain in those areas. So keep it up. And we go to all those areas that have experienced devastations through hurricanes and natural disasters. including South Texas, South Florida, Caribbean. We ask to bring in grace for all the people that lost their homes and their jobs, and for the spirit of people helping people recover themselves. North and South Carolina, California for fires, Alaska for earthquake, Hawaii for volcano, and anywhere else on our planet. We ask for help and assistance for the souls that lost their lives in continuing their evolutionary journey. We go to the governments of the planet and we ask for qualities, if not present in current administration, to come in future administration, of compassion, integrity, wisdom, equality, and creation and administration of the laws which without regard to prejudice based on color, economic status, race, geography, or elitism. And while we're doing governments, I'd like to send the light to Julian Assange, who was arrested last week and is in captivity somewhere. We go to interventions. We ask that nuclear weapons not be allowed to go off in this realm. We ask for transmutation of toxic materials that we are exposed to, starting with radiation, chemtrail droppings, anything in air, food, water, or medicines harmful to the physical and psychological well-being of a human, frequencies in the air from any source, including 5G. We go to obstacles to any plus by the negative to create harm and destruction that violate the sovereignty of the human beings on this planet. We surround our planet and we move outward and connect our energies into the celestial bodies, the planet, the sun, and ask for the breakdown and free flow of energy wherever it's needed. We bring the energy back to ourselves. We see an energy dome on top of our house that only allows positive energy to come through it, from service to other sources. We move that energy into our home and we create a protected energy, sacred energy, going from room to room to room and then through our own bodies, through our chakras, activating our chakras, and asking that our Templar seals be down, that we are able to radiate through our chakras into the celestial realm. Thank everyone for being here. Thank everyone who volunteers. I thank Terry for her dedication to this work. And we will see you, some of you, tomorrow. Same time, same place, but we will not be on CBS tomorrow. This is an unusual opportunity. So if you are listening on BBS and you want to participate in this call, you can dial 712-770-4340. 712-770-4340, pin 250-513-pound. Tomorrow and every night, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you all for being here. We're leaving the lines open if you want to stay on and engage in holding the space. Our sources are still on the line, and they'll hold the space with you if you like.
Your conference recording has stopped.